Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage is Psalm 118, verse 24, just one verse. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Evangelical Christians and social conservatives have, I would say rightly, become very frustrated with much of society's abandoning of objective truth. The phrase, my truth or your truth, has become very popular. You've just got to live your truth. Meaning and reality have become something I define and live out, not something that I recognize and adapt to. But the reality is, dealing with life on life's terms is something that we all struggle with. Anytime we respond to our circumstances with self-pity or anger or anxiety, we're refusing to accept the circumstance that God has placed us in. We are also refusing to recognize objective truth. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." This is this day, today. This rainy day that once again prevented me from mowing my lawn. Today, with the bill that came in the mail that I wasn't ready for. Today, with the fight that I had with my coworker. With my kids waking up at 2 a.m. and coming into our room and not going back to sleep. Scripture is very clear that in this world we will have trouble. It does us no good to rage against the reality that we find ourselves in. However, we can take comfort in the reality, the truth, the comfort that God is with us in our circumstances. God is with us in our trials. Romans 8:28 says that God will work all things out for our good. Not that all things will feel good at the time. In Philippians 4, Paul says that he has learned the secret to contentment in any circumstance. Good or bad. What is it? Well, I would argue that it's acceptance. Acceptance that whether in plenty or in want, in good times and bad, whether well-fed or hungry, every situation that comes our way is by the loving hand of the Father. To grow us, to bring us closer to Him. And that we can do all things through Christ because He is with us. Early in the chapter, Paul says to rejoice in the Lord always. When the Lord is our joy, our treasure, our hope, then we know that no circumstance can take us away from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So the next time you find yourself feeling sorry for yourself or getting angry at your circumstances, remember that it is God at work. Life is going to come at you, often in ways that you weren't expecting, but never apart from God's loving care. Forget who I was talking with this about, but something that Josie and I have been learning recently, mostly through this book, Parenting, by Paul David Tripp, that Pastor Todd gave us, is that while we are parenting our children, and we are recognizing their faults and their flaws and getting upset because they once again disobey, we have to always remember that God is at the same time parenting us. And we want to parent our children the way that God parents us, with grace and with mercy and with patience. So I shouldn't get upset when my kids don't do what we want them to do, even though we have told them time and time and time again to handle a situation this way. Because how many times have I done that to God? Here is a circumstance that could easily rise up anger and frustration and disappointment when I have told you for the thousandth time not to do such and such. God is teaching me what a patient and loving Father He is in these circumstances. So take a breath. Give it to God. Self-pity, anger, frustration, anxiety, they're common, understandable, normal human responses to difficult circumstances. But give them to God and say, God, what are you up to? What are you trying to teach me here? And thank you in advance for the grace that I need to face this circumstance. Lord, we thank you that you are working all things for our good, even and especially the hard things. Lord, help us to be ready to accept what you have for us this day. Help us to rejoice in the lessons you are teaching us, because we know that everything we face and everything we go through is forming more of the life of Christ in us. You are a good, gracious, merciful, loving, patient Father to us. Help us to trust you in that process. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.